Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Kara Sedgwick was on the Drew Barrymore show, and she shared this story about the one and only time she and her husband Kevin Bacon were invited to Tom Cruise's home for dinner. And apparently the reason it was the only time is because Kara ended up pushing a button she wasn't supposed to push.
We got invited over for dinner with like lots of famous people like Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. Rob Reiner was there. So there was this fireplace mantle, and I was looking around, and there was this little button underneath the mantle. So I pressed the little button because I just thought, maybe something interesting will happen.
Like the wall will turn around.
Exactly. Nothing happened. And then I got a little nervous. It's like, oh, that doesn't seem right. So I tapped Tom on the shoulder. And I said, I press this button down here. And he was like, you press that button? And I said, yeah. And he goes, that's the panic button. And so the cops came.
Jeez.
I think there were like five cop cars. It was something. I didn't get invited back.
I was wondering if it was just like a test, like you press the button, you failed the test. You know what I mean? Like, don't touch the button. You're not supposed to touch the button. But actual cops showed up.
Yeah, I could see why he'd be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What, you know, what are you running, snooping around, pressing things in the house? What are you doing?
I mean, do you blame her, though?
No.
I don't know if I would touch. I know my wife would press the button. She's like, if there's a button to press, she's pressing it. Like, it's just like one of those things, you know? Like, it'll be like, hey, what's this do? I'm like, that don't do that. Like, it's just, it stopped recording something I'm supposed to be recording. But
yeah. I see Tom's point, I have to say. I mean, I just like, you know, in somebody else's house, you don't just go start pressing buttons.
Well, at least you can label it that says panic button.
I think
press
then
this button if you're panicked.
It's supposed to probably be hidden, you know? I mean, come on.
How about you have a panic button at your house?
I would expect him to have a panic room, to be honest with you.
He probably, you're right, Vicky, he probably does.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then what do you need a panic button for? I mean, you go in the panic room and the button should be in there.
Well, what if, like, you're in the room and you're being surrounded by a bunch of, like, kidnappers, and you're standing by the mantle, and you can, that's the only thing you can do is, like, before you kidnap me, can I please dust my mantle? And then you hit the button.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, nobody's ever. Yeah,
can
sure,
I please
sir.
Dust my mantle?
Yeah, of all the things, sir, I need this mantle dusted. I'm not doing anything nefarious at all here.
I'm curious how many buttons he has in his house, because that can't be the only one. There has to be one, at least one in each room.
You would think within arm's reach, there's buttons everywhere.
Oh, that'd be
damn,
cool.
That's your life, though, man. You got to have panic buttons. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if somebody were to break in or whatever, that makes a lot of sense.
I'd rather a moat around my house than, you know what I mean, with a drawbridge than having all these panic buttons.
I think a panic button is probably a little easier to install, but all right, we'll see if we can get you your moat, Steve.
Yeah, the moat's safer, I feel.
I mean, with a wife that pushes all the buttons, you'll have the cops at your house a couple times a day.
Yeah.
Just like, I know that's the panic button. I need to push it. It's
I got to touch it.
Yeah. I understand that.
You need to have fake panic buttons around the house and only real one. And only you, well, no, that wouldn't work either because you still just press all the buttons.
Yeah, and also, a panic button is supposed to be where you know where it is. So not being able to tell her where the panic button is if she needed it. Then she's running around pushing all the fake buttons. Your wife just needs to stop pushing buttons, Steve. That's just really what it is.
Do you think, I mean, at this point, we have the technology. You would assume that he has, like, a Wi-Fi panic button that he doesn't even need all these panic buttons anymore.
Isn't that a life alert? You're supposed to
pretty much, on your thing. Yeah.
I've fallen, and I can't get up, and Kira Sedgwick keeps pressing this button. I'm fine.
Like, if I'm that paranoid and I need a panic button at my house, why wouldn't you just have, like, a little, like, a panic bracelet that whenever, if anything's going on, you just hit it. If, like, someone shows up to your house, you can just hit that, and, like, it has, like, a GPS hooked up so that the cops know where you are.
How do you not have full-time security if you're him? I mean, seriously, like, you know, Bill Gates style. If you're Tom Cruise, how do you not have full-time security? Yeah, then you don't even need a panic button. I mean,
a dude that's, like, all jacked standing at the door.
Oh, yeah. That's all my panic button. All jacked,
all the
dude.
Time. Some people want privacy. You don't want a guy just hanging out at your house all the time.
Well, they got big houses, you know what I mean? To the point where, you know, you got a little walkie-talkie. Big Jack, dude, yeah, I got a problem over here. Kira Sedgwick, could you kick her ass? She's pressing my button.
Would you let the guy, like, hang out and watch TV shows with you? Or is it all right, so you have to make sure that they like sci-fi.
Well, look, they're getting paid. They're going to like whatever I like. That's how it's
so you're basically
be.
You're hiring a best friend who can also kick people's ass.
Yes.
All right.
I really need that, Rev. Now that you mention it, that is a fantastic idea. I could have used that my entire life.
I'll put an ad in LinkedIn. I'm sure you can find someone.
I need a best friend who can kick somebody's ass. Yeah, that's not going to go wrong at all. No, not
right.
at all.
And if you have a life, sorry, you've lost it. Now you have to hang out at my house all the time and watch Doctor Who with me.
I think a lot of folks would not
beat somebody up one day if anyone chooses to come to my house.
Hey, if I was jacked up, I'd love that. If that could have been my job, like if I was a guy that didn't mind, you know, mixing it up and everything. Of course, you might have to take a bullet. That's a bad thing. But, you know, I mean, it's the Secret Service. You're pretty much a Secret Service guy at that point.
You might.
Yeah.
And not all the time.
I don't have too many enemies. I think I should be okay. I don't know how Tom Cruise is doing in the enemy department. He's got a panic button.
So it says if only we had like cell phones in our pockets instead of panic buttons.
Well, see, the thing is that they take your cell phones. Don't they watch Money Heist? They take everything, you
That's
know?
That's a good I point.
Mean, yeah, so you...
You gotta turn them off and give them up.
Yeah, Ooh. So you gotta, you know, You can't, you just, you know, you can't depend on one of the kidnappers to fall in love with you or something like that. You really, you know, you can't, you know, you gotta,
Oh, you can't count on that. Okay.
Yeah, you really can't count on that. You kind of would hope it would be like TV, but not.
Have you ever not found that, like, you're like, oh, I'm never, like, you know, done something where you're very aware that you're not being invited back to that person's house?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's something that maybe has happened to you from time to time.
It's happened to me a lot.
Where you say or do something, and you're like, yep, not getting an invite back for this house.
Oh, yeah. Every conversation I've been in where it's just gone south, yeah. And I was like, yeah, see you later. Nice knowing me.
Happened once, and I don't know if maybe it was just me, I'm overthinking it, but I remember we were at someone's house, and it was like a little get-together, a couple couples, and I fell asleep on the couch while we were all like watching a sporting event. I was bored. And I just dozed off, and we never invited back. But I don't know if they're like having a lot of functions, or I'm just like thinking, reading into it, and I really don't care enough to like ask because it's not like that close of friends. So I was just like,
Steve,
all right,
you fell asleep.
Yeah,
that yeah, you're not getting invited everything. Back. Yeah, but they it's don't true. Know that. They only know that you came over. Figure you should be you when you fall asleep at anybody's party or get together.
Yeah.
The you know, the hosts and hostess are not going to be happy with that. That's they're like, my God, we're so boring. He's sleeping. They're never having you back.
Yeah. But,
yeah. You know, and I don't know which one was your friend or if, in fact, maybe it was one of your, you know, maybe your spouse's friends, however it worked out. But yeah, everybody got to talk into about you on that one. That was not good.
Yeah, spouse's side, that's for sure.
I was going to say, I'm like, as a host, you want to make your guests as comfortable as possible.
Right.
If they fall asleep, that is a big thing.
Yeah, don't have such a comfortable couch.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, I would run out a pillow, like a little throw blanket so you'd be comfortable. That's what a good host does.
I'll tell you what, though, ever since...
I've never been to a party where they go, hey, feel free to go to sleep.
I'm not saying you encourage someone to go to sleep, but if they fall asleep, they fall asleep. I fall asleep everywhere. I fall asleep at a rave, okay? So I understand where Steve's coming from.
Yeah, someone fell asleep in my house at a party. Oh, man, I'd have a blast with that. I'd be taking pictures next to them. I try and like set Lulu on them.
Look, if it's like a party where people crash or get trashed, that's a whole different story. But when you have those adult parties, you know, where...
Yeah, it's like one of those fun couple parties.
Yeah, that's where it's not cool. And Vicky, if you fell asleep during a couple's adult party, somebody'd be pissed. I mean, you know, if it was like a regular big kids party, you know, like you're at the big table.
I'd be pissed that they were pissed. It's like, I wake up early. I'm always tired.
Yeah,
like, don't invite me to stuff.
Yeah, Steve, you and Vicky are not getting invited to parties. Yay. Just saying.
Well, put on more exciting stuff on the television.
Fair enough.
No, right. They just need to give you popcorn. They don't know the rule. Whatever they're doing, they're just going to continue to give you something to chew on.
You know, maybe watch basketball? I mean, come on. Who likes
that? Oh, look at that. Now you pissed off Joey D's. Wow. You're not going to his party.
That's why Joey doesn't invite me to his parties.
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Steve, the problem is you're not getting invited anywhere. But you don't mind because I don't think you want to really go.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather just stay at home.
It really is. It is to that point where it's like, if it's not really, you know, we're the kind of people now that it's got to really interest us. Like you said, to sit down and watch something on television that you don't like, we don't tolerate that anymore. We used to back when there was, you know, one TV households and you just had to deal with it. But now you've got your own screen, literally, that you can put in front of your own face. You don't have to watch stuff you don't like.
So I should have just stood up and said, I'm not going to tolerate this. I do not want to watch this and walk off.
Yes. I mean, really, it's like, who does that? Who puts on like a thing that nobody is like all going to like? Like, unless you're getting together for that sporting event, I just wouldn't put on any television show. I feel like it's weird. You know, if you didn't discuss it.
I like to have TV playing in the background when we have, like, get-togethers. Like, if there's a game on, yes.
Oh, a game, okay. I'll give you the game. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, if you're putting on, like, a drama or a game, I'm going to just throw Game of Thrones on in the background, you know, during the Red Wedding. Well, yeah, it's dinner, you know, it's dinner fare.
I remember a couple of my parties that I've had at the house where we didn't really know what to put in the background, so we'd put 10 hours of cartoons on, so like Disney cartoons or, like, Looney Tunes or something.
And what, you just had music playing?
Yeah, we'd have music playing, so that would be muted, and that would be in the background.
Perfect. So cartoons on the TV, music on the speakers... It seems like a very weird Willy Wonka sort of
Well,
ride.
It's also in my steampunk bar at my house. Well,
I'm not saying it's wrong. I like the combo. It's very fascinating. It might even keep Steve up. I mean, you know, the important thing is we got to keep Steve awake. That's the key.
True. My favorites are like whenever you have like someone come into your house like that has to like do a repair or deliver, like, you know, like someone that's bringing like maybe a new washer and dryer or some whatever it is. I always make it a point whenever they're coming. I know someone's coming into my house that I don't know. I make it a point to have wrestling on just to see what's going to happen.
Oh, really?
Well, because it's just like a very random thing, you know. Half naked men. Like, I mean, I know most people know wrestling and what it is, but like sometimes you get the weirdest looks. Like, so what are you watching? I'm like, well, where's a bunch of WrestleMania 4? What, you don't watch WrestleMania 4 in your free time?
I've had that happen where I'll be playing a complex board game with a couple of my buddies and somebody will come in and they'll come in and they'll be like, what the hell is that all over your table? And they go, is that like Monopoly? I'm like, no, sir, I'm sorry, but no.
Yeah, so the fun thing is like they come in, it's either they think it's kind of odd or they don't, or they're a fan of it. And then it's a fun conversation we have while they're installing something.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like the awkward odd thing is just great because you just see this grown man and you're like, what are you doing over there with all that going on over there?
Does it get weird, Steve, when you come out with your championship belt on, though?
Yes, and a steel chair in my hand and a barbed wire bat. I'm like, how long is this going to take you?
Wow. Well, there's a new trend going on, and I don't understand why this is happening. Why are people doing work Zoom meetings shirtless?
Why aren't we?
Oh, yeah. And this is not the worst of it. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. According to this new survey, 1% of people working from home have attended a virtual work meeting shirtless. That is way too many percent.
Wow. Unless you work at, like, you know, Deja Vu, what? Why would you do that?
Well, speaking of Deja Vu, another 1% have been fully naked while doing a work Zoom meeting.
Send me the link.
And, yeah, that's with the camera on. So, yeah, you'll get the link, Steve. Unless, of course, it's, you know, somebody that you don't want to see naked, like, you know, I don't know.
Could you imagine if we were doing a work meeting and all of a sudden, I don't know, like, you know, like Castle just pops onto the meeting and he's shirtless and doesn't even explain why.
Yeah.
See, I could feel like if any of us did that, we would probably get, like, you know, yelled at. But if we all did it, they couldn't yell at all of us, right?
Well, they would probably yell at the senior members. Would be Steve and myself would probably get chastised because they figured we would have organized it. We were in on it.
No,
we
would get pretty confident knowing that everyone's getting yelled at if we all. They'll be like, hey, good meeting. Could the BJM Mink show stay on afterwards? And then they'll be like, what the F is wrong with you guys?
Fair point. And we'll be like, what are you talking about? What do you, what?
We just don't acknowledge it at all. And
yeah, we don't know we're naked.
See how that goes.
Yeah, are you crazy? Of course we have clothes on. We just have to, we would just have to stick to it. That would stick to that story.
Yeah, yep.
That's it.
It's a tank top, which is really low hanging.
Yeah. people obviously 8% say they do it with no pants. That makes sense. I mean, some people have done that, sure.
I'm too nervous.
To hide.
I mean, I'll wear like pajama pants, and I'm nervous even of that. Like, oh crap, what if I have to get up? Like, one time I did New Day Northwest, and I had my pajama pants on, just like a normal shirt, just so, 'cause I was like, oh, it's only going to be from like the stomach up. But then they were like, hey, we noticed that there's a light in the background of your video, can you turn that off? And I'm like, I am so glad I have pants on.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have pants on, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
I would have probably run real fast, hit the light switch, and run right back and be like, I hope you didn't see that.
Or just like, my leg's asleep. Let me call my wife real quick. Honey!
Right.
Or you could just turn off the video for a second.
Oh, crap. You're right.
Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah.
That's too easy.
Wow.
Yeah. Just reminding you, kids.
BJ, I wouldn't even have thought of doing that. No joke. I would have not even thought I could turn the video off. At that point, I would have been like,
that's a panicky moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's a panicky moment. But yeah, this
yes, Steve, we can tell by the surprise in your voice when BJ suggested it.
Yeah. You're right. You can click stop video.
Oh, yeah. But I will tell you this, though. I mean, I've had moments where I've been on Zoom. You know, I've been on Zoom with you guys, and the screen is gone. Like, it just says this. It doesn't show anybody anymore, and it just goes, hey, would you like to join the meeting? Like, goes back to that the screen before you get on.
And we're like, BJ, we can still see you.
Yeah, and that's like, oh, that is scary, because you just assume if I can't see you, then you can't see me. And I'm like, okay, thank you, computer glitch. I'm going to remember that in the future. Yeah, because that would be a beating if I'm like, well, they can't see me. It's time now to explore things.
Well, like recently,
my underwear.
BJ and I were interviewed for a Radio Guys podcast. And so I got home. I set up my room with the tripod, with the camera set up so I can, like, you know, I don't have to like prop it on anything. I'm all ready to go. I tap into their Zoom account. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, we're not doing any video. I'm like, oh, damn it. I actually put effort into this. I didn't even have to.
That was odd, by the way. I don't understand. Like, there were four of us that were going to be in a conversation, and it's so much easier since they were recording it for an interview to be able to see everybody to know when to shut up and when to start talking, and they didn't want to do it.
That's what I figured. So I was, like, all ready to rock, and then all of a sudden, no. And so I'm like, all right, well, all bets are off. So I'm just like, I'm walking around the house, but then my child's making all these crazy noises. And yeah, he calls me out on it. He's like, oh, in the background, that's Steve's child. I was like, well, I closed the door and she was knocking on the door. Like, she found where I was because she could hear my voice and she's knocking on the door. I'm like, this is just too cute. I have to open up the door.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I also got mad, dude. I was so mad. I would mute myself whenever the interview was going on so that you didn't have to hear Tatum because she was like just full of energy. But at one point, she started running and like I wish my mic was on because I would love to hear the audio of this from your guys' perspective. She fell, hit her head on the wall and bounced off the wall and then hit her head on the door. She was fine. But then, you know, obviously started crying. But I was like, that was the most epic spill I've ever seen her do. And it was just so fast. I was like, oh, crap, oh, crap. And I was like, oh, man, if that was on audio, you would have heard the double bang and then the crying. And I was
yeah,
like,
we didn't hear any of that, Steve. Oh, man, you should have left that audio on.
I wish I wasn't muted at that moment. And luckily, like, Sid was right there. So she just, like, grabbed her. And I was like, you're okay. I'm like, oh, that was epic.
That is an epic fall. A double header like that. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. Those are the great moments. Yeah.
Sadly, so that's
yeah, so obviously, you know, people like keeping the camera off. Pretty much that's your modus operandi during any visits, any sort of station meeting, Steve. Your camera's never on.
Never on. Because more often than not, I'm either in my car or I'm like in a parking lot waiting for it to end. So I don't want to look like that guy.
Yeah.
Or I'm eating. And I know some people that work for our station like to eat while their camera's on. And I think that's just weird.
That is very weird. I don't know why.
They're close up and they're just like shoving food in their mouth. And I'm like, I'm not even listening. I'm just watching, trying to figure out what they're eating. And when I text them like, dude, what are you eating? That looks delicious.
I feel like if you're going to eat, you need to shut your camera off.
Yep.
I don't think we need to see that. And because I also know that like I will like I'll do that too. I'll leave the room, but where I can still hear it if I've got my my ear pods in. But yeah, you can't be eating on camera. People say they tidy up their space. Like pretty much almost everybody says they do that. I'm always worried about what's behind me ever since we did a video and somebody called me out for having my Costco toilet paper. Cause you go to Costco and you can buy the big toilet paper. It's the one package. Somebody called me out on that during the pandemic. Cause, oh, wow, you're hoarding. And it's like, well,
gosh, are you serious? That's why I thought they called you out. He's like, dude, are you doing this Zoom call in a bathroom?
Listen, if you can store your Costco big giant toilet paper in the bathroom, you've got a big bathroom. No, this was in the garage. We were playing, beer pong.
Okay, yeah.
And people are like, whoa, what a hoarder. And it's like, dude, you ever go to Costco and buy anything? It's a giant package of everything.
Right.
But people were pretty much, you know, just giving me so. So I've decided that, yeah, every time I do a Zoom, I do it from my game room. It's like, you know what? Now I look at the games in the background, and I don't care if you call me out on those, but that's all you're going to see is just games, nothing else about my life.
I'm convinced that no matter what picture or video you put on the internet or Zoom meetings even could be a part of this, that there's at least one person that is just like looking over that with like a fine-tooth comb, just looking for anything to bring up. You know, and make a big issue out of, like, you know, look at that can of beans in the background. I can't believe that you buy canned beans or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always somebody looking for something to call you out on.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. And I get really angry at those people. Like, even if you notice things, there's what happened to tact? You just don't mention them. You know, but there are people that always just say some weird things about a picture. Hey, notice in the background, you don't make your bed. And it's just like, okay. I mean, first of all, I would say to anybody, and I've seen some pros, like some celebrities, where they do their Zoom calls. Like I recently watched this Star Trek had a big anniversary, and so they interviewed some of the folks. And there were people doing it from their bedroom, and I'm like, you have no other place in your house. You're in your bedroom doing this like Zoom meeting where we do it for millions of Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
It's like, because there is going to be that person that's going to say, hey, I noticed in the background you got whatever. And, you know, or if you happen to focus on somebody's night table and maybe it was Vicky's house and she left something there, who knows?
Oh, that's a good idea. I never even thought about that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would say just start leaving stuff around, Steve. Just start leaving weird stuff. People go, in the background at Steve's house, there's peanut butter, a screwdriver.
And a goalie cup.
Yeah, what is that all about? What's going on over at that party?
Repairs.
Don't worry about it. It's Steve and his OnlyFans.
There's zero subscribers for a reason.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
What happened?
Dating.com just ran a survey where they found out that people This is a dating site, even though it feels like it's more OnlyFans related. Apparently, people really love butt pictures. They love sending them and posting them on these dating sites as well as receiving them.
I don't know so much about like sending them, but I don't mind receiving them.
All right.
Now, they're not necessarily... They're not nude butt pictures, you know. They're in some sort of state of dress. You know,
yoga pants, I hope.
Well, pretty much, dude. I mean, you're absolutely right. Yeah, anybody walking around in yoga pants is just basically giving you a great shot of their butt. I always know who really likes their butt and who really doesn't, because they're the ones that wear yoga pants. I haven't really seen too many people who don't have a good butt in yoga pants.
Yoga pants are the greatest invention. But now they got the new yoga pants where it's like they it creates even more of a line in the butt, like it adds more definition to your butt. Have you seen these?
The TikTok peach lift leggings, I think is what they're called.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, they make your butt look even better.
It's kind of ridiculous, BJ. Like, the trend is then, like, dudes will put them on and not show you it's a dude, like, and you'll be convinced it's, like, a girl with a really nice pooper, and you're just like, what the hell is going on? And then you realize it's not really a girl.
Oh, really? It's that they can make anybody's butt look like a girl's butt?
They make any butt look really nice.
Those are for instance, right there, but now, are you sure that's not a girl that's got a good butt already? Because they do look amazing.
It's just the way they cut it and everything, it kind of has that weird thong effect. So
it kind of accentuates each cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what people are liking. 64% of them saying, send me those pics, and I would like to send you those pics. Women, of course, more likely to send these butt selfies than men.
Makes sense.
But men are doing it too. And I imagine with these new, what do you call them, the peach lifters? What are they, Vicky? Yeah, I don't know.
The TikTok leggings or peach lift leggings.
So then I got to get this, right? Send some to my wife. She'll probably think, hey, look at you.
You should totally do that and screenshot reaction that your wife gives you when you send those.
I'll send you the link.
It seems like a lot of work. If somebody buys me maybe I will.
Just put pants on and take a picture of your ass.
Oh, I thought I was talking about the peach selfie, the peach lifter. You know, otherwise.
We could get you one.
All right, fine.
On like Amazon. Have them right to your house.
All right,
probably
great.
In a couple days.
Yep. Okay, thanks,
I get
man.
You a 2-pack.
Oh, that's not what I want.
One for each.
I wore those to the gym?
Oh, my God.
You need to record people's reactions to that.
I feel like everybody's like, the gym has become like a club. You know, everyone's dressed to the nines and people have makeup on.
Because you can't go out anymore.
That's a good point. I'm not mad at people for doing it. If you want to look really good at the gym, go ahead and look really good at the gym. That's just not my intention. Like, I'm grunting and sweating there.
Exactly. Right? Are you supposed to be working your ass off so that makeup would run? I mean, you know, the whole idea?
I think some people are there just to be seen.
You know what you need to do? You need to get a pair of these peach lift yoga pants and then put like some sort of camera or your phone in the back just to see how many people check out
like
your butt.
GoPro.
Yeah. And you can see everyone's eyes just go to your butt.
And I can get like a tram stand that just says busted.
Oh my God, yes!
Wow. I don't know how many people will be looking at your ass, Steve, but okay. I say go for
everyone.
It.
About as many people that are on my OnlyFans. Zero, BJ.
There we go.
Zero.
I was thinking of a black t-shirt that says Buns of Steel, but that works too.
Dude, there was one woman at the gym that was like wearing one of like, I mean, it's just like, like a superhero costume, it feels like. You know, like they're just tight. Everything's tight. And it was a tight skin-colored pants and tube toppy thing. So from like the corner... Yeah, you're there, and you like do a quick little check. And you're like, is that woman naked? Like just like on the Stairmaster, just buck naked. And you know, then you're like kind of you feel like you're like getting looking like a perv because you're staring. But like it took a half a second to realize, oh no, she's just wearing skin colored tights, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, she's got to know what she's doing.
I would hope.
I mean, seriously, if they're skin colored, come on.
I would hope. I would hope that's like somebody has a really good sense of humor. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to wear my tight clothes, but I'm going to wear skin-colored ones.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, if I did that, it would be a horrific scene.
There was another one that had like full like leopard print, like from top to bottom.
Oh, nice.
Like, and it was like full like sleeved, like tight shirt and then legs and everything. I took everything in my power and I just go, rawr.
I wish you would have.
But I thought maybe I'd get a talking to from the gym. If I was like, how?
Oh, yeah, you would get a talking to. That would
Or throw a yarn at her. You and
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Because I carry yarn at the gym.
Haven't they said, though, that people that wear leopard prints are pretty naughty? Like, they're a lot more, I don't know, risky behavior or whatever, well, you can tell, I guess.
I don't know who's they, but I know I've said it in the past that if you rock leopard print, you like to party.
Okay, so that was you.
I'm not saying you're naughty, you're a bad person, or anything. I think you're a fan of partying.
Well, yeah, bad person.
That's a good thing. Partying's a good thing.
And naughty's a good thing, too, Steve. Naughty is basically the code word for party. I like
that.
No, party.
I know, but some people get all, like, you know, up and
on. Do they get mad at naughty? Well, I can't use it anymore. All right. I'll just have to say, like, the party. I know. I don't want to put down any leopard wearing people. I enjoy what they contribute to society. I am not gonna do anything to have them stop wearing their leopard stuff.
So I said the gym is definitely a club. I got there this morning. Several pieces of equipment were covered in body glitter. No, wife, I was not at the strip club. This is from the gym.
Wow.
Well, you know, I just feel like my skin really pops when I wear glitter. I'm sorry. I thought I cleaned it all off the bench.
I got some shocking info, and I think I have to put this out there very quickly. 77% of people say that sending a butt selfie helped improve their romantic connection. I know this is a shocker. This is a...
So why aren't we... If everyone loves the butt pics, then why aren't, like, Tinder, like, instead of having a picture of your face on your profile, just have a picture of your butt?
This very well could be a thing. As you know, Steve, I don't go on these profiles. I don't know who in the show really regularly, you know, really visits them a lot. But... they're saying that, like, on more than half of the people, part of their profile, there is a good butt shot, at least at this dating.com site.
I don't have a dating profile, but if I make one, I'll put a butt pic and get some results for you
guys. There we go.
Would you swipe on somebody if you didn't even see their face but they had a nice butt?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Would you wear the peach lift yoga pants and your belt selfie for your dating profile?
I'd do it for science.
Science! All right, Vicky, you can order them for him then. I'm not doing it, but let him do it.
Okay.
There we go. Well, we have our experiment. We'll see how it goes. Very exciting. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What was Billy Joel's first top 40 hit?
A song called F Off Kid.
No.
That's a good one. Oh, crap. Piano Man.
Yes.
Nice.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 848 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
Some people, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.